The basic principles in place that Kli Mateches, even Pshute Kli Mateches, with no Kli Kibul, has a Shem Kli. Kli Cheres is only Mekabel with the Toich. It's only Mekabel. The Toich itself is the what's Mekabel Tumma, not the Gav of the Kli. Kli Eitz, L'chore Pshute Kli Eitz are not Mekabel Tumma, because it doesn't have a shame Kli unless there's a kibul. Even though the Kli Eitz is Mekabel Tumma Migavoy, but the Etzim shame Kli is not choshev enough if it's just a flat thing. It doesn't have a Kli Kibul. However, Chazal will goyze b'mikrim suyom ma'pshute Kli Eitz. That's the subject of this Mishnah. Ruvay shel nachtoimim, these are flat boards that are made of wood that bakers on the sadr, something like a board that's used in a kitchen today, and they are misader, they shape the dough and they make it into a final product before it's put into the oven. Tmeis, it's royal kabel tumah. Chazal will geyser on them. Why it has a tzura sakli? So this is a very braided term, has a tzura sakli, but that's what the Rishon brings. The Rav says it. Lamaisa is all machlaik, is totally the way to learn up a sugya in Bava Basadav Samach Vov. And the Shita of Tosfos, it's over there in Bava Basra, and in Sukkah, and in Erevin, and in Merachas. The Pshute Kli Eitz are Torah Midaraisa B'cholayfin, the Tomei Midarabonon, with what he calls Loshna V'tesefta, it's Mishamish Odom, it's Mishamish Mishamish Odom. Which means, you have, let's say, a table. A table is something that a person could eat supper on, put a bowl of soup down. It could also, a table could hold onto his chafetzim. He could put tools on it, he puts his hat on it. It's Mishamish Odom, the person uses it, and it's Mishamish Mishamish Odom, it's Mishamish Chafetzim of a person. But if you have something that's only Mishamish for Chafetzim and not for Odom, then it's not Mishamish, then it's not Mitami even the Rabbanah. The Rabban and the Rajman of Baba Basra hold that something is so used that it's Mishamish Odom and it's Mishamish Mishamish Odom, then it's a Kli Gomer, it doesn't need a Kli Kibul, it's Tami Midaraisa, Chiddush of the Rishonim. The Mefarshim and the Rambam in Kelim, Perek Dalet and Perek Aleph bring the Mishnah. Velchaz Narichus. The Goyin says also the Arayis maybe that a very big Kli, something like a tabletop, Avada would be considered, even though it's flat, doesn't have a Kli Kibul, Avada would be considered a Kli to be Metam of the Arayisa. So they hold that it's only when it's Mishamish Odom and not Mishamish Mishamish Odom, or Fagert, that's when it's Tomei Midrabanan, but if it's both Mishamish Odom and Mishamish Mishamish Odom, then it's Mitami Deraisa. The Rashbam over there, the way he learns the Gemara, is that the Gemara is coming out that Pshuta Kli Eitz are not Mekabel Tumah B'chol Eifin. How he explains this Mishnah is not clear. In any case, the Mishnah says, Arubois Shonachtem, other half the Girsa Aruchois, because they want a Taina. It's such a shita that if it's especially wide, this tabletop, so then it'll be Mekabel Tumah without any more tanoim. The shel balabatim tohoiros. If it's nachtoim, it's a professional luchos eitz, then it's Mekabel Tumah. If it's shel balabatim, then not, because it doesn't have a tzuras hakli. You can't look at it. When you look at it, you don't see that it's made for a specific use. Semel legazu. Sorkon oy kirkemon. If this board that's used by Balabatim doesn't have a tzuras hakli, now you painted it. Sorkon is usually the sherish, this word refers to red paint, or bekarkum. It's a different type of paint you have in Gittin, legabe ksav, that's oimid l'skayim, legabe stam. So the halach is tmeyois, that renders it having a tzuras hakli, and then it's mekabel tumah midrabon. Davshal nachtoimim, this is a piece of metal, it would seem, that the nachtoim and the baker's use shekvoy b'koysel, that's put into the wall, reblezim b'taher, is attached to the wall, it's mechub l'karka, karka's not mekabel stum, not anything that's mechub l'karka. Lachom mitamim, because the daf has teres kli before it was mechub l'karka, so memela doesn't have a din of karka even after it's put in. This is another yisoid, we have to delve into this. This is sugi in Bava Basra Daf Samach Vav that makes reference to this din of the Mishnah. This is what's called Chokku v'libesoiv kovu. Chokku means the thing was formed into a kli. It's a proper kli that's royal lekabel tumah v'libesoiv kovu. It was kavua as part of the wall, part of the ground. So this, since it only became a kubel lekarka after it already had its tzura sakli, so it's not in bottle, we made it as a kli, and it's mekabel tumah.
By kovu, it's built into the ground, therefore sure it's not in Kamal Tumah. Lemaisa, the Gemara over there in Bava Basra says that the Medubra over here in the Sugya is, like we said, a Dafshal Mateches, that was Mekabal Tumah Derabanan. Dafshal Eitz, which is anyways only Mekabal Derabanan, that's for sure that Moed Derabanan Ami Detor. That's the passage of the Gemara. And the problem is that when you look at the Rash over here, the Rash says that the case over here of Daf Shal Nachtoimim is Ayri Nami B'Daf Shal Mateches. It's Mashma, it's also going on Kliyetz. That's a Pella. L'chot connected to the Gemara. Kliyetz Zichar. We're not Goyzer once it's Hukvah into the wall. So the Achreinim bring that you're going to have to read in the Rash that he holds like the Rabban and the Rashba, that even by Kliyetz, where it's Mishamish Odom, Mishamish Odom, there it's Tomim and Atoiru. And that's why the Rash is Ayim Shem Atechus, because Taka Kliyetz B'chir Agana will be Mekabal Tumah. It's totally in Kovim L'Mesev Kokoi. Kokoi L'Mesev Kovoi. That's the rate over here. This Negev, by the way, other Dinim and Shas also. Anytime you have to be defined something as being Karka or Metaltalin, L'Gabe Tvilas Kelim, K'bi Negev, L'Gabe in Choshe Mishpat, there are certain Dinim that are Mufka, L'Gabe Karka. By the way, it's a double posh that even though the Daksh for the Shel Nachtem over here is made out of Mateches, and that's why there's Machloikis, but the reason why the Mishnah mentioned over here is only Alts Nachtemim, because look at the next case, Sroid Shel Nachtem. It's a different din. The Mishnah is going all different types of boards, etc., that are used by Nachtemim. This is a different type of board that the Nachtem works with on. Tomei, even though it's Pshute Kli Eitz, it has a Tzuras Kli, like we said before, Shel Balabatim Tohor, because it doesn't have Bechlal A to as Kli, it's not Bechlal the Gzeri of Pshut Ekliyet. Gifefoy. However, if you make some type of rim, which is not a Kli Kibul, but just it's more decorative, and it clearly has a Tzuas HaKli, Me'aber Ruchoysov, if it's on all four sides, Tommy. Nifratz Meruach Achas Tohor. And we made mention of this in other places, that Shtei Do, that if one side of a base Kibul is open, that makes it ois kli kibble. Not so posh. Over here we're talking about something which be'etzem doesn't have a shem kli. The gifafoy makes it the shem kli. If you mevatel the shlemus of that decorative edge, so you take taking away the tzuras kli. Mashen can kenzai the regular kli kibble. Maybe three sides is enough. So it's not mukrak from the Mishnah. If the balabayis was misaken this sroid lios koyritz alov to use it to cut the dough into pieces, Tomei, because with that is miyachid l'shimush, and that avada gives it a shame of something that's mekabel tumah. V'chein hamaroich, if somebody, this seems to be a, the mefarshim say, glil eitz, this is like a rolling pin, that you roll out the dough onto the tray, onto the sroid with it. So it's also pshut ekli eitz, and also Tomei. Chacham u'gazam pshut ekli eitz, anything that has a tzuras kli. Now, the chiddush over here is, the Mefarshim explained, that the gzeira of pshut ekli eitz was on something that's mishamish lohaniach olav. Here, you're not putting anything down on it. It's used to make the dough, not to put down the dough on it. So the Mefarshim say that vayistos, that the dough is sometimes left on the roll, and it's left hanging out. So that's also called davash menichim olav. Now there's a few artists over here. The pashtus of the nifratz meruach achas tohar by a sroid is even though be'etzim something could have a shtikl tzuras hakli when it's mukaf misholesh ruchois, but lamaisa a base kibul proper is me'arba ruchois. So according to this, the Mefarshim explain that by a sroid that one side was opened up, im nifratz meruach achas is tohar, but the sroid of a nachtan which is more choshuv, if it's nifratz me'achas miruchoysov, it's tomei midrabonon because it's no worse than pshut ekli eitz. Over here, the only thing that makes it into something choshev that has a tzuras hakli is only the gifvoy. So if it's open from one side, that's it, done. Mashenken, if it's open from one side by a shal nachtoimim, so then the zach itself is more choshev. If the zach itself is more choshev, so then it has still a shem kli, even though it's open from one side, it would have to be gifvoy, it would have to be nifratz from both sides. Another point that's made over here in the Mefarshim is that the painting over
only helps when we're talking about the case before. Aruba shel nachtem, it's more choshev. Mashenkin by a sroid, sroid is less choshev, painting over doesn't help. Mishneh Gimel, yam nofer shel salosin. A nofer is a sieve, so there's the, like a framework. And then there's the hanging part, which has the holes in it. It's made out of, they're making it out of coarse fiber. Then they make it out of metal with little holes. But then they made it out of fiber, like cerium. So it's like a clay kibble, because the flour sits on it. So it's like a beged sack that's mekabel. The shaila is, that's when the whole thing is together. When the yam is the, like a yam is mukaf beyabosha. So over here, the hanging part is mukaf by like a metal or a wood frame. So it's sort of like the yam that's surrounded by the yabosha. That's why it's called the yam nofa. The yam of the nofa. The hanging part, which is a like sack, which is really the kabutoma. Shel salosin tome. Salosin is miloshin soilus. People that are professional soichwe soilus. So it always has to be cleaned out. So they're constantly taking it apart and they're putting it together. Therefore, even when it's taken apart, it's considered oimed to be returned, and it's considered a kli, considered something with a base kibble. However, shal balabatim, if it's not somebody who's professional, so if it's taken apart, it's not oimed to be put back together again. Therefore, tohar, it's not considered a kli, sholim bifnei atzmai. Rabbi Yehuda oimer af shal goydeles tomei moishov. This is going on a type of clay kibble that's used by a goydeles. A goydeles is a woman who braids hair for girls, probably, or for women. So what they do is they spread underneath the hair. There are pieces that are going to fall out, clumps of hair that are going to fall out when they do the hairstyle. So the pieces that fall out have a clay kibble that they fall into. They're tomei moishov. The point over here, the Mishnah is that it's not considered a clay kibble, because it's only accepting psoilus and it's not meant to sit there. But lamaisa, this type of moishov is meant to go for the one who's having her hair done to sit in it, and then the stuff falls down. Since it's moishov, so that itself gives it a shame tumah. That means like this. The etzem material, which is clay sack, is something, was one of the materials that's mekabel tumah. This, that it has to be dumyid the sack, means it has to be metaltal, has to have a clay kibble, is only when it's something that's a clay utensil, so it has to have a clay kibble. When it's meant, designed for it to be sat on, it's mekabel tumah, and that itself is the miyachtoi l'tumah. So what the Mishnah means to say over here is that the moish of itself, neshabonis yoshis b'seichav v'goydles, that itself renders it a ganza, something that's mekabel tumah.